5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You're looking forward to a break? I think you need one.
Put moron number two on the phone.
You know what time it is? Coffee time.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M. I feel good.
Thank you very much. Friday the 13th, what a day it has been. And the last day of the Rush Hour. Can you believe that? What a year it has. We started back in February and poor old Anthony Williams done all the hard lifting, done everything, done it all, and finally gets a rest. But to join him today is the one and only, the little Italian or Greek meatball. I'm not sure which one he is. But great to have him on board, Joey Montagna.
Thanks, Bill. Nice to be here for your last show. As you said, you've done all the heavy lifting all year. Yep. You deserve a frothy or two. Once we finish tonight, I'm sure you probably will have a couple. Are you sad? Oh. Is it emotional for you, another year done and dusted?
Not at all. It has been a long year because we thought we were going through to September. Old Linguini Arms, he pisses off Jim. He done nothing. And then I've had to work with you, which has been great. And the other flog, what's his name? Dale. Had to work with him. So it has been a good long year. We look forward to it again. But this man's been sensational. I must admit, I thought he was just one of those kids that come out and help in the office and do a few things. He did a bit of filing there for a while and then he pressed some buttons. He got the buttons right and he's been good all year. Hello, Rabsy. And she came and sat too close to me. I got a cramp.
Oh no! He's got a cramp! Oh!
Still one of the funniest things to ever happen to me.
How did that happen, Rabsy?
He was just standing where he usually sits or stands. All of a sudden, he's just halfway through a convo. He's tapped out because he got a cramp. I'm still laughing about
it. What were you doing to cramp up, Bill?
He was just standing. Well,
I could feel it coming, right? So I thought if I stood, it'd go away. You know, you can do some stretches, and then it just got me. Well, you can't do anything because it hurts. You can't talk. And anyway,
Chief got a cramp too on the rush hour, didn't he?
Oh, big Chief. He was like those big Russian bears. He moving around. now, Joey. Oh, Joey, plenty of sport to talk about. We'll talk footy first, and then we've got a bit of other sport to come in the second break. But let me tell you, did it come. Not much happened during the day yesterday, but then at 7:29, it got real busy, my friend.
Absolutely, it did. It all came crushing at the last minute or two. We weren't sure what was going to happen. There was emails flying everywhere. And in the end, some of the big names and all the conversations we've had for 2 weeks, the trades went through. There's been a bit of a bit of a furor afterwards, particularly with the Pies. Plenty happening, and it did drag out right till literally the last minute. So glad it's all over. I was on air for over 3 hours last night, Bill, on Fox Footy, doing a bit of a wrap-up. I'm sure you were watching that closely.
No, I didn't see 1 second of it, unfortunately. I was down the watershed having a couple of frothies with our good friends from CUB. But if I would have woken up, I would have heard Jeff Walsh on the Hot Breakfast, and he had a few things to say, which was interesting.
Certainly throughout the year, on a number of occasions, Jaden was spoken to by both teammates and coaches and administration on what he needed to do to become or get back to being the football that he briefly displayed in his first year. So that was reinforced to him on a number of occasions. And then in the exit interview, which was only a day or so after we left the hub, those points were all reinforced.
So that was off the back of Jaden Stevenson last night doing a bit of the media rounds. He was on Fox Footy and he was on SEN speaking about how he'd only heard that the club were keen to trade him through his manager. He didn't hear anything from the club, so he had to ring Nathan Buckley and ask him personally, and Nathan Buckley told him to aggressively as possible look for a trade, and that was the response. And to be fair, I think that there was still, and it's interesting, there has been, I think, a little bit of spin come out of the Pies, and that was as well, because Jaden Stevenson never said that he never got any feedback on his football. He actually said that you know, Nathan Buckley told him there were parts of his game he had to work on, obviously around the contest, and that he didn't necessarily open up to the group. What Jaden Stevenson was saying he never got told was that he wasn't in their plans, that they didn't want him at the football club anymore. Mm. That's what shook him up and what he was surprised about, not actually where he needed to improve his football or the constant feedback, which happens at every football club, particularly in your exit meeting. So even in the response there, I still feel that, you know, that there was still a little bit of sugarcoating on the surprise way that Jaden Stevenson found out he was going to get traded.
A bit of spin.
I think so. I think that just, I mean... Jaden spoke really well, actually. And a credit to him for opening up and speaking. And he was
being honest.
He was very honest. And I wish him all the best at the Kangaroos. I think it's a great get for the Kangaroos. He was a rising star winner only 2 years ago. We know he's got high talent. We know he had a poor year, but he's going to be a beauty. And that was off the back of the whole Adam Treloar situation too, which was also very fascinating. And on Fox Footy last night too, Bill, we spoke to the Collingwood list manager, Ned Guy.
Right.
We had some conversations with Adam and Tim, you know, originally around whether his family was going to move to Queensland and whether he wanted to do that. And it probably just evolved from having that conversation to he thought he'd look at another opportunity.
If his fiancée was in Victoria next year, would you have wanted to trade him out?
That was the catalyst for the discussion. We wouldn't have had that discussion if it wouldn't have evolved from that. I wouldn't have thought, no.
That was unbelievable. Like, to have Ned Guy on that show as a Collingwood fan or even as a normal pundit, it was remarkable.
It was fascinating, wasn't it? Yeah. And really, he was at pains to be sort of fully transparent on their strategy, because his response was, we did this trade through this period to upgrade our list and to replenish our list. But what they couldn't answer was getting rid of three players who were very, very good players. I mean, Treloar's been three times All-Australian squad for high in their best and fairest. Tom Phillips finished sixth and seventh in their best and fairest in 2018 and 19.
And Jaden Stevenson. Him away.
And they gave him away for nothing. And then they're sort of saying they're happy to come back into the draft with picks 14 and 16, which will end up being about, you know, potentially picks 18 and 20 after some academy picks and whatever. So it was fascinating the way that Collingwood tried to put a positive spin on it, when really most people know that it was a salary cap dump. They've freed up almost $2 million in their salary cap. It's just strange why they couldn't come out and admit that.
It was a fire sale, wasn't it, really, for Collingwood. Now tell us, Joey.
Yep.
Your top three winning clubs out of the 2020 draft, please.
The clubs that won, I think, first of all, it was a tie for third between the Brisbane Lions and Port Adelaide, two clubs that are in the premiership window. Mm. Brisbane Lions have gone and got Joe Danaher, that big key forward they need, and Nakai Cockatoo, who you would have seen a bit off, Bill, if he can get on the park. He could be anything.
Don't talk about it.
Are you flat about that? Because he can play.
Yeah, well, he could be, mate. He could be a very, very good player up there. Bit of sun and get those injuries right. Look out.
And Port Adelaide got Alir, which I think is a great get. I really like him. And Orazio Fantasia, another one who people have forgotten about. He's a little star. If he can get fit and healthy as well, he's a beauty. So I think Port Adelaide and Brisbane are right in the premiership window. So they've improved their lists. Geelong I had to give points to for getting Jeremy Cameron. Sean Higgins and Isaac Smith, we know they are all in, Bill. They are in the premiership window, no doubt. They've given away all their early draft picks, 13, 15, and 20.
Well, they've sold the farm.
They've sold the farm. They don't have a heap of young kids on their books. That's why they didn't want to get rid of Parfitt and Radigalia. But they're all in, and they have to try and win a flag in the next 2 years, and they'll certainly be up there. How do you feel about Jeremy Cameron?
Oh, no, I think they needed him. They had to get him, but I don't know about three first-round picks, to be honest. But I'd rather picks 13, 15, and 20 than 13, 15, and a Parfitt or a Radigalia.
Yeah, okay, so you're happy in the end to keep those guys, get rid of your draft picks. Go for it now, have a crack at winning it, and worry about what the future looks like down the track. And
spot on.
I think the big winner for me was the Western Bulldogs. I think now they got to keep Josh Dunkley, which they wanted. They get Mitch Hannon from Melbourne, who I like as a player. Adam Treloar, they basically got for very little. They gave away their pick 14, but they didn't need pick 14 because they're going to get their most talented kid in the country, Jamara Ugle-Hagen, through their academy selection with their late picks. And they've got Stephen Martin as well to help Tim English. So I think the Western Bulldogs walk away in a much better shape next year.
Okay, Joey, well done. That's very, very nice indeed. And I think we've got to come back with some more sports, don't we, Rebsy?
Plenty, including some news out of the Melbourne Storm. This is the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy on Triple M. On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with Joey and Billy for the final time in 2020.
Yes, indeed. Sorry, Ramsey, I'll just looking at myself on the camera. Very nice, Anthony.
Yeah, looking good today. Nice shirt, little Ralph Lauren number.
Yeah, it's a bit old, actually. But, hey, good news at the Melbourne Storm, Joey, because Josh Adokar, who's an absolute star for New South Wales, but also for the Storm, and I read here he's only on about $375,000. So when you think about what some other players are getting at Collingwood, that is unbelievable. But he was going to go. He was out. He was out the door, and he's going to stay at Storm.
Yeah, the Storm are going to hold him to his contract. They've upped his contract bill, so they reckon they can get him $500,000 now, which is a much better offer for him, a little juicy. I think that does require Cam Smith to retire, though, so they are still waiting on that. But you're right. We all thought Josh Adokar was leaving, particularly after they won the grand final only a couple of weeks ago when he was getting interviewed post-game, and this is all he kept getting asked.
Now, this is your last game at Melbourne. How do you feel about playing them next season?
Like I said, they're going to be a very tough team for many years to come. They've got a young side, but we're just a better team tonight. And yeah, let's trot, baby.
He was talking about the other team.
Yeah, he's talking about Penrith. Yeah, he's just deflecting.
Yeah. So anyway, that's great, but he's one of the stars of the competition. What about that laugh? How good's that laugh of his?
Well, this is how good it is. Still got the laugh. biggest. You got the. Never listen to it, Jim. It is unbelievable. It's infectious, I think is the word, Rabsy.
Yes, it is, Bill.
US Masters Golf. I didn't get up this morning, I must admit, Joey, but I know you would have been up and went for a run, had some hot dogs, and you would have sat down and watched it.
I did, actually. I didn't quite do it that way, but I did get up early and turn the TV on. I love watching the Masters. A lot of us do, and it's pretty generous conditions, actually, out there. There were some really good scores being shot. Paul Casey, the Englishman, who's never won a major, he shot 7-under to be 2 shots clear of a whole host of Aussies, Webb Simpson, Justin Thomas, who's a big chance, Schauffele. And, of course, Tiger Woods, Bill, really nice. 4-under, didn't shoot a bogey. He missed a pretty easy putt on 18 to go 5-under. He's around the mark. And some of the other big dogs, Dustin Johnson, Ricky Fowler, around the mark as well.
What about the Aussies, mate? 5 Aussies playing?
Yeah, pretty good. Mark Leishman and Jason Day, 2-under. So they're around the mark. Adam Scott was the one that was flying. He was 4-under through 10 holes until it started to get a bit dark. So they had to suspend play. But he was on fire. So he'll come out and finish his first round in the morning and then play his second round. So he could be up near the top of the leaderboard. And your man, Cam Smith, I think you might have had a little $5 on to win it. He's $10 to win. He's even through 10 holes as well. So he had to suspend play through the light, but he wasn't going as well. He was just even par.
Bryson DeChambeau, who hits at a mile.
Yeah, had a little bit of a disappointing round. I think he still finished 2-under, but he had a 7 on one of the holes. He sprayed it into the bushes. And you don't like
it. I love when they get 7s and 8s and 9s.
Makes us feel better, doesn't it?
It does. And I'll tell you what I did see. I got home late last night and I turned on the telly and I love me Scotland or Scottish soccer.
Do you? You're a big fan?
And I can't believe that Scotland are through to the Euros. I just cannot believe it. It's a great story, isn't it, Rab?
Who's your favourite player?
The old Scottish McGregor.
Ollie McBurney, I think, is the one you said. To. Actually happened this morning, Bill, so it was... They qualified for their first ever major tournament since France 98. It went to penalties, and this is how it sounded.
Mitrovic against Marshall. Saved! Scotland are going to the Euros! Unbelievable!
So they're up 1-0 and they conceded in the 88th minute to send it to penalties against Serbia, and they got through and their fans were pretty happy too.
Rabs.
Might have to get that one. Jeez.
That could have been a Scottish bloke across the road. How do we know where it was?
But plenty happening in the cricket too, Bill, in the Sheffield
Shield. There is indeed. And we've got John Hastings coming up, who's a star. He'll tell us what's happening there because they're all over in Adelaide. They're in the hub there. They're playing games of cricket there. And there's some young boys that should be playing for Australia.
Our next guest is best known for dismissing AB de Villiers with his first test wicket.
He's got a wicket there for John Hastings.
But in that same match, he also smashed 5 fours and 2 sixes.
Oh, that's going to be big.
He can bat, bowl, and now his cafe, Mr. Frankie's, open again. He can make you a coffee as well. Please welcome John Hastings.
I can do it all. Don't worry about that, Joey. John Wayne Hastings. Don't you love that? The Duke. And he joins us, the big fella, the big haystack. And how do we find you, John?
Oh, Bill, it's been a while. But No, everything's going all right, mate. Life's sort of slowly getting back to normal, which is nice. Another zero case day again today. So there's, how many is that? How many donuts is that?
That's 14 now. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's way more than I got in my career, so that's good.
That's how many donuts I'm going to eat later on tonight. Hey, now tell us, mate, you've been keeping an eye on the Sheffield Shield, which has been interesting in a hub over there in Adelaide, and it worked out pretty well, hasn't it?
It has. Yeah, the old hub life. I mean, I suppose there was a lot spoken about that. Hub life with various sports over the summer, the netballers and obviously the AFL, but the cricketers are pretty used to being on the road a fair bit, and it was pretty heavy restrictions over there, but from what I'm told, it's been good fun, and some of the cricket that's been played has been absolutely phenomenal. So well done to the Adelaide, to the Sacker, for getting the grounds up to scratch and to getting them up to first-class standard for us to be able to play first-class cricket over there, because some of those wickets have been absolutely flat. Bill, my ankle was just screaming looking at that screen. But, there's been some very good cricket played.
Yeah, there has been some flat wickets. Sorry, Bill Haysto. And it's been a great opportunity for some young talent to really shine early in the season leading into the Australian International Summer. How have you seen some of these young guns that are going to try and press their case for a spot in the Australian team?
Well, I was speaking to someone the other day, and I've said this about Will Pekowski quite a bit. When he first came into the squad, you could just tell, some of the players that you look at, and especially from a young kid, when he came into the squad, he just had so much time, and you always try and work them over as a bit of a senior bowler in the nets, and even Sids and Jimmy Paddo, we had a net together one day bowling against Will Pekowski, and we just looked at each other and went, this bloke's the real deal. You look for a kid with a really tight technique, and I think when they play the ball so late and have so much confidence when they come straight into a squad, you always knew that he was going to be something special. But obviously, he's copped a few head knocks over the journey, and he's had his battles off the field as well, but by all reports he's going along very nicely. He's got a great support network around him now, so I think if it wasn't for some of the issues last year, he probably would have got a test cap already. But I'm tipping him to start in the first test. I just think now's the time. I think that the depth is so good in Australian cricket now. All of a sudden, I actually think when the big boys are going well and there's a settled lineup, it gives some of the young kids around the country a really extended apprenticeship. And I think that's what's happened over the last sort of 12 to 18 months. The big boys have been going all right. So young kids have been, being able to apply their trade.
So December 17, Adelaide Oval. Warner and Pekowski walk out, yeah?
Yeah, that's what I'd love to see, Bill. I hope they do it. I mean, it's nothing against Joe Burns, the incumbent. I know he and David Warner have a very strong relationship, and that's a really key thing for an opening pair. But I just think the form is too good to ignore. I think what we can get out of Will Pekowski over the next probably 10 to 12 years is probably too good to ignore as well. So I'd love to see the bloke have a haircut for one. I don't know if you've seen that filthy mullet he's running with, but it's not ideal. But I'd love to see him get up the order, mate, and open the batting for his country.
Shows you're getting old, Haysto. That's what the young kids all run with these days. They all have the long mullets and all the little shaved sides and all the fancy styles. So that's the way they're going these days.
I'm just jealous, mate.
You are, you big nude nut. Hey, I tell you, we'll play at some stage, I reckon. Mitchell Swepson, the leggy from Queensland.
Oh, yeah, no. I just had a look back through his record, and last year he spun Queensland to victory three times towards the end of last year, and he's done it again three times this year. It's phenomenal. His record is extraordinary. They were sort of saying, no one as a wrist spinner has done that. Even Warner McGill haven't strung a consecutive game of six or seven innings like that. So I love his control and his pace variation, but the flat wickets over in Adelaide that have been, that's what you want, is a spinner that can just take the game by the scruff of the neck and just win your games of cricket. So he's certainly doing that. I mean, we've got some great options. We've got Lyon there, Swepson there. You've got young Cameron Green, who's looks an absolute superstar. He's just coming back. They tell me he's a better bowler than he is a batter, which I can't quite believe. So, yeah, it's all signs are very, very positive. So I'm looking forward to it getting kicked off. It's going to be great.
It is going to be great. We always love when the Indians come out. It's a shame Virat Kohli can only play the one test because we love to hate him, but we love watching him play as well. He's a star. So what would your 11 be then, Hasto, for the first test in Adelaide? If you like Mitch Swepson, can you squeeze him in? Do you maybe move Paddy Cummings up the batting order? What's your starting 11 look like for the first test, please?
I reckon Mitch Swepson's got to come into consideration if we were playing in Sydney, you know, towards the back end. But for now, I think Nathan Lyon's obviously, you know, the greatest finger spinner we've had in Australia. So he slots in. I'd love to see, as I said, Pekowski up the top with Warner. Labuschagne goes in. Smith goes in. I think Head deserves his spot again as well. And then obviously you got Timmy Payne. You've got to try and slide another batter in there.
Yeah,
as well.
Who's the number six batsman? Is it Matty Wade? Do you give Cam Green a go? Is there anyone else you could play there at number six? Does maybe Cam Green get an opportunity and they bring in some kids to sort of bookend Warner and Labuschagne and Smith? What do you think?
Well, I think the other option is you either go, you know, you say, all right, Joe Burns, you've got one more crack. You start up the top of the order and you get Pekowski in a little bit of a softer seat in at six and ease him into it. But I'm a big fan of opening him. But, you know, for team balance, I'd probably say that they'd slide him down. That's the way I think they'll go. But I would love to see him open. But then obviously you've got Paddy Cummins, Hazelwood, Stark, Lyon. They all pick themselves, in my opinion, with some really good depth in someone that we haven't even spoke about, and that's Sean Abbott. You've got Michael Nisa in the squad as well, who started the year on fire. So and
Jimmy Patterson as well, our boy, Paddo.
We haven't even talked about the big bull in James Pattinson. So,
won the IPL. I mean,
I had a text from him this morning, actually. He's just landed back home, and I think they had a fairly reasonable size operation.
I reckon.
Dubai, I would have thought, after lifting the IPL trophy.
In quarantine, he is for 2 weeks. Hey, what about the Q Cricket Club? Have you paid your fees there this year yet?
Oh, I got asked by subs the other day from Nadzi, and I said, oh, yeah, righto. Well, I'll try and find some spare change.
How much are the subs at Q?
They're quite a bit. They're up there, Bill. Yeah, it's not cheap to play local cricket anymore. But I tell you what, we're going to have some fun. We get to be reunited with Big Willie Sheridan. We used to play for the Renegades, so he's given up the 60K to come and play that he was playing at Yarraville to come and play with us at Q. So it's going to be good fun. I think it was a little less than that.
Hey, I'm surprised you got time, Hasto, because just quickly before we let you go, mate, you've got the cafe and the and of course the gym as well. Strong Mr. row former. How are they going, Mr. Frankie, in the gym, mate?
Yeah, it's nice to have some people back in the cafe, that's for sure. I was in there earlier on today and it was a great little vibe. So, yeah, we're going all right. We're starting a couple of nights soon, doing some tapas and some cheese and wine, which is right up Bill's alley. The next little bit. But the gym's back open and doing okay as well. It's been a very good first week. I didn't actually know how heavy it was weighing on me not having it at open, but 4:30 start Monday morning, I had a massive smile on my face driving to work. So it's nice to be back and hopefully we keep those zero cases coming.
Yeah, well done. Well done, Hasto. That's strong row reformer. Was it strong grow reformer?
Yeah, strong Pilates. We've had a name change in the break.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful.
That's easy to say for Joey.
Yep.
Yeah, Joey, say that again, Pilates. Joey.
Strong row former. Yeah, that's right. Strong, but it's now strong Pilates, Bill. So
that's it.
Yeah, I'll have to get down Pilates. There. I'm still keen to come. I've put on a few kilos during COVID, so I'll get down there.
What? Anytime, Joe.
Thanks, mate.
More than welcome.
Oh, thanks. Good on ya.
On your juke. Mr. Frankie as well, down in Frankston. Make sure you get down there and look after the big fella. Hey, make sure you stick around, Duke, because the best of the Idiot File for 2020 is coming up next on the Rush Hour.
Poor Bill.
Can't wait.
Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. It's the final show of the year, Joey, and you've been a big part of the Rush Hour in 2020, a big part of some of the Idiot File moments as well.
Yeah, we need to stroll down memory lane, don't we? Because it is the final show of the year. And look, it never ceases to amaze how Billy Brownless is still on radio, to be fair. But we love it. We love Bill. It's always the highlight. And
But
can we take a bit of a stroll down memory lane, Rabsy, and have a listen to some of the best of Bill this year?
Yes, we can.
Thank you.
Back early and on late. Jeez, that will get some taking used to, or whatever.
Do you want to have another go at that last bit?
feel good.
Ah, yes, we do. Daisy and Bill, it's Friday, Daisy. Frothy Friday. Look, guess what it is tomorrow? Friday the 29th of Feb.
Tomorrow, so today's Friday and tomorrow will be Friday.
Well, tomorrow will be Saturday the 29th of Feb. But I did watch a race on the weekend. Alligator Blood.
How good.
Two words. Superstar.
Superstar. Two words.
It is two words. Now, coronavirus, it's very serious. It's a crazy day. We went off the top, I know.
No,
but
it is serious. There's no doubt.
Have you panic buyed? Have you been into the supermarket to buy?
It's panic bought, Bill, not panic buyed.
Thanks, Charlie.
And guess where toilet paper is made? South Melbourne and Ballarat.
Yeah. So why haven't we got any?
I don't know, Jim. Well, everyone's panic buyed. Panic bought.
What's been going on? Have you been on air?
Yes.
Have you made an ass of yourself?
Oh, mate. We are the number one iPod uplifted.
iPod. What did I hear Fat describe the swimming Victoria decision as? Surely I didn't hear him say the words coming events.
Swimming Victoria's cancelled its coming competition. What about this one? You'll love this one,
yes,
Jim.
Go on.
It's the ACL cornhole battle.
Bill!
It's a corn.
What the hell are you on?
Jim,
has
I'm
that
not
dentist injected you with something?
Do you know what is
I don't.
Cornhole?
I know what it colloquially means.
What's colloquially? What does that mean, Jim? Some girls walk in there, they don't even get started in 30 minutes.
Two minutes, you.
Exactly. Libraries.
Oh, no.
Libraries.
Libraries.
What about old Spaghetti Arms? He brought to the...
No. Bill, just stick to the script, I reckon. That might be
your trying to ad-lib, you f***head.
We're in one of those Zoom conference things, and even from this distance, I can see you haven't changed one bit.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
Oh, Bill.
You have another go at that, please.
Paramatta. See, they're in trouble, Jim, up there in the NRL. Horizontal.
Right. No.
What? No, that's not the word you're looking for.
I know, but that you still goes long ways. Horizontal, Jim.
What's the word you're looking for? Not Parramatta. It's what?
I looked up long ways photo, but they don't tell me. It doesn't come up with it. Anyway, we'll be back after the break.
Wouldn't be panoramic?
That's it. I don't know if you're on TikTok or not, Jimmy boy, but AFL coaches have come out overnight on TikTok and done some of the best work with their families. Certainly Damien Hardwick. It was hard
Damien
work for him. Let me tell you.
During that interview with Heath Shaw, Bill said, hell for what? Have we got it there, Rabbits?
Yes, we do.
What did I say? And motivation. You used to, well, when you were training, you were up at 6:30 and hell for leather. How are you going now? I think they're self-interest, self-indulgent, prejudiced, narrow-minded. They're mean. They're egotistic. They're self-centred, narcissistic, greedy. A young man walks into the pharmacist, Jim.
What?
The chemist.
Okay, thank you, Bill.
The pharmacy. Any news on the volume of the noise crowd?
Oh, yeah. The applause.
The crowd noise, I think, is what he's trying to ask.
Oh, the crowd noise. Noise crowd, same thing. No, you know what happened?
Before you sold the house, you sent him out with a metal detector.
I did it myself. But I had to dry... To nunny wadding, whatever it is.
I had to dry to nunny yodding. What did the metal detector cost you, by the way, to hire?
I had nunny wadding.
What do you think causes it?
Just a lack of intelligence.
That it?
Okay.
Does the sort of channel between your brain and your mouth, does stuff get in the way?
I think some people have bigger channels than what I have, Jim. And it flows quicker. It just takes me a bit longer to get it out and to get my mouth around wrinkulous.
Wrinkulous.
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck.
Hello, Bill.
Yeah. And thumps against the windscreen.
Oh, yes.
The son in the back seat says, wow, no. Just wondered.
Oh, no, no.
You might have cooked it.
Just slaughtered the telling of that one. Yeah. So do you want to start again?
A family were driving behind a garbage truck, Jim.
Yes.
And a dildo flies out of the back of the garbage truck and hits the family driving. Oh, hang on.
Oh, no.
We'll just read it.
Is it possible?
But next, Jim's going to tell us about an invisible burglar.
Oh, no.
When I originally got tested, it was only because I live in one of those hotspot areas.
Oh.
So I didn't really feel any, mainly had minor symptoms, but nothing major, and I ended up having it.
Oh, right. Eh? So no symptoms?
What? No, he just said that. He didn't have any symptoms. Look at this idiot.
Well, Jim, before we go into honourable mentions, okay, and then we go into the furthest. Okay? Honourable mentions, Jim,
for
the furthest away listener, okay?
Yep.
So of someone from Greenland, someone from Finland, someone from Poland.
Yes.
Someone from Sweden. And Gil McLaughlin's arrived up there, the boss of the AFL, and I am the only one to talk to him. I am the only one that got a bit of exclusivity with Gil. Wow, wee Jimmy boy, blow me down. That changes everything. I almost felt like an adult.
Or I almost feel like an adult again. Is that what you're trying to say? Or?
All right, I can say that. I almost feel like a adult again. You say that. I almost feel like an adult again.
What are you doing down there, please? Have you got a CC and dry open or something?
How do you say it then? I almost feel like
an adult again.
Wow, blow me down, Jimmy boy. That changes everything. I almost feel like an adult again. Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
Why?
Because they're dead. Could they have been dead for 2,000 years, you dickhead?
I think it's more than
2,000. JC was wandering around 2,000 years ago.
Anyway, I caught up with Leon.
Did you?
Bloody hard to catch up with. He's been busy this week.
In hubs, yep.
And I said to him, what is going on with Aiden Corr? Where is he actually, Leon?
And special host today, Joey Montagna.
Thank you, Joe. Great having you on board.
In board. How you going?
I'll just keep rolling.
Yep.
Jim, footy. I'm going to a wild card, right?
Oh, no.
That's on.
Good.
Fair dinkum, Jim. You try to soar with eagles and you can't swing a cat.
Oh,
lucky. Hey, Richmond St Kilda, the second semi-final, which will be played first. Mm-hmm. The teams will be out in 20 or 30 minutes, Jim.
Yes.
So they'll look at Todd Marshall, obviously, who's not even playing for them. But the Tigers.
Oh, no. Replace Port Adelaide.
That's in a whole different game.
Billy Brownless and Dale Thomas, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. And for Coates Hire, for the last time this year, Damien Barrett joins us.
He does indeed. Sorry.
Are you doing the four?
Tell us. No, I was just trying to find a good joke. Hey, what's the wrinkle?
Oh, my God.
What's the wrinkliest thing on your grandmother?
Have a third go at it.
What's the wrinkliest thing?
Have a fourth go at it.
Wrinkliest. What's the wrinkliest thing? But I need to say.
You can't make this up. No, you need to have a fifth go.
When I point at you, you say wrinkliest, right?
No.
Yeah.
This is not me, it's you.
Righto, Jim, we'll start again. We'll cut all that out because luckily we're live. Yep.
Right.
What's the wrinkliest?
No.
Can you say it now?
It's a very good joke. What's the wrinkliest thing on your grandma?
What is it?
Your grandpa.
Wrinkliest, Bill. It's not
wrinkliest.
Oh, it's been a good year.
Well, you know what that is? That's just bullying.
It's credit to Assumption College for the education they gave you there too, Bill.
What do you reckon my English teacher at Assumption? What do you reckon he thinks?
I don't know. Oh, dear.
That was a nice little crispy joke at the end of that break there, though, Bill. But up next, the final time in 2020, a joke, and I've got two words for you. Thailand.
Yes, well, the Thailand joke.
It's only one word, Raps.
I'm aware of that. So, Rochelle, Billy and Joey, Triple M. Joey Montagna and Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Yes, it is indeed. And we must say some thank yous, Rabsy, because we've had a long year. It's been a good year. And I'll tell you what, if we can just be serious for 1 minute, we're a small team here, but a bloody good team. Very, very good team putting this show together. And the one who's the captain and does a great job is our girl, Jilly, of course. Well done to you, Jilly, who's a bloody star. She does all the work in the background. She does the phone calls and sets up our notes for us and never whinges. Well, but pretty good is our girl, Jilly. So well done to you, Dale. To Maddie, of course, who's had a tough year, and we wish him all the best. But he does all the songs, the videos, the files, the jokes. He puts that all together, and he is a bloody star. Thank you, Maddie.
Yep.
To Ethan, our digital man. He gets all the jokes and everything else on the socials, and he does a good job. Rabsy, who would have thought? He's done well, our man, Rabsy. He come in as a bit player, and he's a star now. He pushes all the right buttons. He laughs at the right time, and you've been very good, Rabsy. So well done to you. To you, Joey, thank you very much, mate.
Thanks, Bill.
And to Daisy, of course, for joining in. George, old onions, we haven't seen him all year. Actually, I don't know what he looks like. He looked like he had his wisdom teeth out there for a while, so I don't know how much he's blown up. To Lucy and to everyone at Triple M who've been very good to us, we say thank you. Oh, and of course, Jim, who is a flog, we know that. But I occasionally miss him, I really do. So well done to the team at the Rush Hour.
Oh, nice words from you, Bill. But I've got to say, the whole year, and Joey and Daisy can attest to this, on socials, everyone's been asking one question.
Yeah.
Can you tell the Thailand joke, please? And for the final time, final show in 2020, can we finally hear the Thailand joke, Bill?
Well, what do you reckon, Joey?
I think you got to go with it, Bill. You got to do it. You got to do it. I haven't heard it, so I don't know what the joke is. So I'm curious. I've been hearing about it all year. It's your last show. Go out with a bang.
Well, go with the bang, all right. This is Billy's joke. That's exactly what me and Gab thought.
So, yep. For everyone out there, Bill, this is the famous Thailand joke. Here we go.
And it's not that good, believe me. I'd much rather brick or the vit. But me and Gab, me good mate, we went overseas, we'll say, Rabsy, overseas for a nice family holiday. It was just me and Gab. But we were very excited. We needed a break. We'd had a long year. And when you're overseas to these places, you have a massage because they're nice and cheap and it's very good for you to have a massage. So we found a nice spot, very nice massage place. It had nice cheap curtains and that upstairs. So fair to say Gab went first. So he walks upstairs.
Fortunate.
And I still remember to this day, Gav walking down the stairs, tears in his eyes, and saying, "It's a boy, it's a boy, it's a boy." Fair to say, me and Gav never went back to Thailand.
He's finished the year completely butchering the Thailand joke that we all wanted.
That's the joke, isn't it?
Is that a joke?
Yeah. Well, you got to read more into it, Dave, Joey.
Oh, Bill. Have a good break, Bill. You're a star. We love you.
Well done, Cop. Well done. Time. Profi time now.